And welcome to from Trefethen Family Vineyards, Mimi Gatens. Welcome.
Good to be
Can't
here.
Can't drink that wine right now.
I know.
Need you to tell us about Trefethen.
Yes. Well, Trefethen Family Vineyards has a great history. The winery and vineyards itself dates back to the mid-1800s when Napa Valley was originally just planted. A lot of people don't know this, but the 1886, when the Trefethen Winery was actually built, there were almost 300 wineries in Napa Valley. And the hospitality and tourism business was as important to our local economy then as it is today per capita.
In 1886?
1886, we were one of the global destinations for wellness. So people came here to get healthy, to eat great food, and probably what they were coming here for, which we talk about now in a different terminology, they were probably coming because of depression and alcoholism. But now we treat that all with a more balanced lifestyle. So Trefethen's history is deep, deep, deep into the Napa Valley.
I had no idea that you guys had been around that long.
Vineyards planted in the mid-1850s and the winery was built in 1886. So then Napa's history changes a little bit. And during Prohibition, we also have the trauma of phylloxera, which was a root louse that decimated the vineyards. And so the wine industry actually went into pretty much of a big slumber for decades and decades. So you travel to 1968 and you have Gene Trefethen. He's the president and CEO of Kaiser Industries. Kaiser built the Hoover Dam, the Grand Coulee Dam, most of downtown Oakland, the Bay Bridge, and one of my favorite things from their heritage are the Liberty ships from World War II that were built in Richmond. And a Liberty ship was launched every 4 days. And that was also the birthplace of Kaiser Permanente. So Gene Trefethen wanted to retire, and he wanted to be a gentleman farmer, and he picked Napa Valley mostly because of the valley's long-term vision of protecting our agricultural heritage with the agricultural preserve. So he bought the property in 1968, and his young son John and his new bride Janet Trefethen changed Gene's mind. He just wanted to grow grapes, and they said, "Nope, Dad, we're going to make wine." So we made our first wine in 1973, Chardonnay. And then with our 1976 vintage, it was actually voted the best wine in the world at the Paris Wine Tasting Redo, because the French didn't believe that they actually won it before. So they did the tasting in 1979.
They didn't believe that we won in the Napa Valley.
They didn't believe that Napa Valley won, so they wanted to redo it in Paris, and that was in 1979, and the Trefethen Chardonnay won as the best wine in the world. They redid it again in 1980, and guess what? Chardonnay picked again. So it was really the Trefethen Chardonnay that started the legacy of excellent wines from the Napa Valley and from the Trefethen family. So how do you come and experience Trefethen when you're visiting Napa Valley? Well, first of all, we're kind of at the grand entrance, just past the town of Napa on Oak Knoll Avenue. You make a right turn and then into our driveway. The driveway is almost a mile long. So during that time, you really get to get into the heart and soul of our vineyard as you're driving past the vines. So since 1968, we've never purchased an outside grape to make our wines. Every guest gets to see the grapes that we use to make our wines.
Wow.
And then also important in 1968, this is a really good statistic. So how many wineries do you think there were in 1968? If we had 200 to 300 in 1886, how many do you think you had in 1968?
I would guess around 100, but I...
25.
So it really had gone that far down.
Yeah, really gone that far down. So you had the families of Trefethen and Mondavi and Chapelet and Davies at Tromsburg, Cake Bread, Duckhorn, all with this vision to make Napa Valley not only great wines, but world-class wines. People were going to stand up from around the world and recognize us as great wines. So we invite visitors into our winery daily from 10 to 4:30. No appointment is necessary to come in for tour, just for a tasting, but we do also offer a couple of reservation-only experiences. Number one is our, my favorite is our historic winery tour, which is at 10 a.m., and that is $25 per person. Includes a pretty in-depth tour of the winery as well as talking about viticulture, which we take people out into the vineyard. And then we conclude with a tasting. Other one of our favorite experiences that we offer is the Twilight Tasting. So Twilights are offered on Friday nights, for sure. Other nights a week if you have a group of more than six. And wineries closed, everybody's gone away for the day and the winery is yours for the night. So we limited it to 12 people and you come in and it's a very elevated tasting of reserve wines. The Trefethen has always been very generous with unlocking the doors to the wine library. So we're going to taste some older vintages. We're going to barrel taste. We're going to have some food and wine samples as well with that. And so you really get the winery to yourself. And that's from 5:30 to 7:30 on Friday nights.
Now, talk a little bit about what you guys do for larger groups. Is there, for an event planner or a concierge?
Perfect. We have, inside the winery, on the second floor, we have a beautiful dining room that will hold up to 80 guests. We also have a stunning courtyard that is in the center of the shadow of the winery, but it's also surrounded by our stunning gardens. And that seats about 80 as well. The other thing we do, which I think is pretty cool, is Trefethen was kind of the birthplace of the culinary movement in Napa Valley. It's another little bit of history people don't know. But in 1973, when we're starting to sell our wines around the country and trying to get distributors, and people are starting to come to Napa, there was no culinary scene here. It was a culinary wasteland.
Right.
So the vendors were like, wait a minute, how are we going to entertain these people? So they thought, we need to learn how to cook, and we need to learn how to cook food that goes with wine. So at Trefethen, a few of these grand dames of Napa Valley, Barbara Isley, Katie Trefethen, Jana Trefethen, Molly Chapelet, Dolores Cakebread, Margaret Mondavi, Jamie Davis got together and said, let's start a cooking school. And so they started the Napa Valley Cooking Class, and they brought in some of the world's most renowned chefs every year to teach them how to cook. So every top chef in the world has cooked at the kitchen at Trefethen. So we can actually now offer that for very small, more intimate cooking classes for about 16 to 20 people. So it's the first kitchen that Thomas Keller ever cooked in Napa Valley. Sally Schmidt, who actually founded the French Laundry, she was a regular instructor there. Julia Child, Jacques Pepin, everyone has cooked there. And, of course, it was where Michael Chiarello filmed his TV show Easy Entertaining for years. So that's kind of our secret little behind the gates where now the public doesn't get to go.
Well, it's not a secret anymore.
No, well, yeah.
But what's really cool to me is that for somebody who's in the concierge or event planning business, I mean, man, oh, man, talk about some history. And it's not where most people think about the history being, is it?
No.
So it is a bit of a secret. But, man, you guys live this in a much broader and a much more historical way, don't you?
We did. We do.
Wow.
And then, you know, to stay with that, it's not all about history for us. The other thing people don't know about is Trefethen is really leading the edge and leading the industry regarding sustainable farming and sustainable winemaking. We really are setting the ground for how we are going to grow grapes in the future as well. Trefethen family is extremely innovative with their wine blending and with our grape growing. So you see a really great future for us, too.
Man.
And I think, Chris, you've met Haley Trefethen, too.
Yeah. Oh.
So she's the other thing about Trefethen is we are 100% family owned and operated and on our third generation. So Haley Trefethen is really, her heart is pulled into the vineyard. And with winemaking, and Lauren Trefethen, her big brother, is working on export and some of our technology.
I had forgot about Haley, and that just brings it all together.
Yeah.
I mean, the richest history, a forward-looking future that's embracing new technology, sustainability. Man,
yes,
oh man.
Exactly.
Okay, we
got
to wrap it up, but here's what I need to know. What should event planners and people that are in the concierge business walk away with from about Trefethen?
We are here to make your event custom designed for you. We don't have a cookie cutter event program. We don't have a cookie cutter event package even. We chat with you. We really get to the heart of what your group wants. The other thing is we've been told by our peers and by our customers that we are one of the most responsive wineries. We always get back to people. They always have a response, and there's none of this getting caught in voicemail loops or anything. So we really are family operated, and we treat you like family.
I like that. The one thing that we didn't cover, and I just need to make sure that we know, talk about the size of groups that you can accommodate.
We always do really well probably in the 20-person group, but we can do 60 for tastings if it's in the morning.
Okay.
So there are opportunities to divide groups up and handle the larger groups, but we really, 20 is our sweet spot, but 60 also is great for us.
It's important to know, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mimi Gatens from Trefethan Family Wineries, T-R-E-F-E-T-H-A-N?
E-N.
E-N, trefethan.com. You can be reached at 255-7700. Thanks so much for being at Canvas.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have fun.